Hello, thank you so much for joining us today. We're really looking forward to hearing more about you and your research. But to begin, could you tell us a bit more about who you are, where you work, and what you're currently working on, please?
Yes, absolutely. So my name is Janita Walter. I'm an assistant professor at the Department of Human Genetics in Nijmegen, working at the Radboud University Medical Center. And me and my group, we work on learning more about the genetics of psychiatric disorders, mainly attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, autism spectrum disorders, and obsessive compulsive disorder. But one of the aspects that we are currently also very interested in is learning more about the overlap between somatic disorders and brain-based disorders. And for a long time, these neuropsychiatric disorders and their comorbidity with somatic disorders has been attributed to unhealthy lifestyle choices or sometimes sedentary behavior. But more and more evidence is now leading us to also believe that there are potentially shared underlying mechanisms. And with the genetic analysis that we do in our group, we try to contribute to finding those.
Thank you so much, Janita. That's super interesting. Could you now tell us a bit more about your paper and why this topic is so important, please?
Yes, absolutely. So if you have two or more disorders at the same time, we call this multimorbidity. And actually, for the insulin-related somatic disorders, so with those, I mean type 2 diabetes, metabolic syndrome, type 2 diabetes, metabolic syndrome, and obesity, those actually we see the co-occurrence or the multimorbidity with neuropsychiatric disorders is increased. It has an increased prevalence. So, for example, with Alzheimer's disease, with autism, with obsessive compulsive disorders, but also with mood and psychotic disorders. And it's also the other way around. So if you have one of those neuropsychiatric disorders, there's an increased prevalence of having some of these somatic disorders. So that made us wonder about the hypothesis that insulin-related mechanisms might be involved in this. And that we are investigating with a European consortium, the PRIME Consortium, where we really hypothesize is insulin signaling potentially involved in this multimorbidity. And actually, this paper is the first paper that came out of our genetics work package. And in this paper, we were particularly interested, is there indeed a shared genetic etiology between these somatic disorders and the brain-based disorders? And for that, what we did, we used the largest available genetic data sets for these single disorders, and we investigated if there is a genetic correlation between the pairs of disorders. And what we indeed found that there are significant genetic correlations between those insulin-related somatic disorders and between, for example, OCD, ADHD, and depression.
That's super insightful. Thank you so much. And now, could you maybe kind of discuss the connection between your research and medical practice? And how I hope your work will maybe have an impact on therapies or treatments in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. So learning more about the underlying mechanisms of multimorbidity can actually be very relevant for the clinic. In particular, because we could learn more about underlying biological mechanisms. If we know more about underlying biological mechanisms, this could help us to decide on treatment options. One of the examples there can be that if you know that a specific patient has more genetic risk of developing metabolic multimorbidity, that maybe you want to choose different types of drugs that have less side effects, metabolic side effects. Another thing is that introducing insulin signaling as one of the potential underlying mechanisms, this could also lead to more research on clinical and neuropsychopharmacological options. And the last thing is that it could help us potentially to repurpose certain type of drugs. For example, if there are now drugs that we use for the somatic disorders, potentially these drugs can be repurposed to also treat cognitive deficits, for example, which are now very difficult to treat in these neuropsychiatric disorders.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And now on to the final question. Where could your work lead you next, Janita? And what's the dream outcome here for you?
Yeah. So actually, yeah, we now found that there is a shared genetic etiology. So we are now working on finding out which genetic variants are underlying this shared genetic etiology. This can already be super interesting to find out which genetic variants, which genetic mechanism, which biological mechanisms, because those would be the mechanisms that we could try to intervene or try treatment on. But the other thing is, because we found this genetic correlation, it got us really enthusiastic to also use somatic traits and somatic measures into our genetic analysis, because these measures are, most of the measures that we use to find psychiatric disorders, they are very subjective, but these type of measures can be objective measures, and they really have the potential to lead to stratification of patients, and then leading to the potential to have more personalized care for these patients. So that would be, of course, a dream outcome.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for your time today, and best of luck with your future work.